I'd like to discuss tonight the other two groups that the Tanakhama holds don't get a chelek olam haba. And that's the group of the people who say ain Torah min hashamayim. And the third group is an apikayas. Those are three groups in the Mishnah. I first just want to explain exactly what's included in these two groups, and then I'd like to try to understand more what's the relationship between these three groups of people. Okay, so the second group of the Tanakhama, right after Homer Ein Tzis HaMesim and Atayra, is Homer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. So we find in just discussing Sanhedrin Tzadi Tax, so that's where the Gemara first addresses this line in the Mishnah. And this is in the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom, Tzadi Tax Samad Aleph. The Gemara says, Tani Idach. Kidvar Hashem Baza, Zeha Omer Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. Afilu Omer Kola Torah Kula Min HaShemayim. But even though he doesn't knock over the whole Torah Min HaShemayim, but he says the whole Torah is from Shemayim, Chus Mi Pasuk Zeh, except for one. Pasuk Shol Lo Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Emotion of Pi Atzmo Zeh Kidvar Hashem Baza. And that's also like saying Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. And then it says, more Afilu Omer Kola Torah Kula Min HaShemayim, Chus Mi Dikduk Zeh, Mikal v'chaymer zeh, mikzir shavah zeh, zeh u'kudvar Hashem baza. And all these people are included in Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. Even if he's only kaifer in one zeh shavah or one kal v'chaymer, so that's also considered to be a kaifer. So the basic chat is pasha, right? It's Torah Shem Chassaf or Torah Shem Al-Tach. He doesn't believe in it, he's a kaifer. There's one point that needs a little more in here, is that it says kaifer, someone says, chutz mikal v'chaymer zeh. He's considered a kaifer in Torah Min HaShemayim. So that lechur is a little bit shver, because what does it mean? If the person says, "I believe in Torah, I believe in Yud Gimel Midos, and I believe in Kal V'Chomer." This Kal V'Chomer, I think you made a mistake. This Kal V'Chomer is not a good Kal V'Chomer. So that's considered a kaifer in Torah Min HaShemayim. So it's very shver about that. It's like the Gemara says, "You need a dafyu test." The Gemara says, "Adam don Kal V'Chomer me'atzmo," and if they're shavin, he's a messiah. You can't make up your own Xer Shava. But a Kalvachomer, anyone who's got the stature to Darshan Kalvachomers, has a right to Darshan Kalvachomers. It doesn't have to come Mishamayim Lachar. It doesn't have to be given at Sinai. Of course, very sure, how could that be called a Kaifer Torah Min HaShemayim? So you see, when you look at where this halacha is brought down in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Tshuva, he brings down that Kaifer in Torah Min HaShemayim doesn't get a chelek olam haba. And then he writes, V'chein ha-kofer b'perusheha v'hu Torah Shval Peh. If someone was kaifer in Torah Shval Peh, ta-makrish magideha. He adds these two words and says, or he contradicts those who are magid the Torah. Right, so l'chora, he's saying something very interesting, right? That it's not just that he's being kaifer in Torah, that by being kaifer in the magideha Torah, I mean, not that it's something necessarily that was gotten in Har Sinai, but something that we were told by one of the Magidei HaTorah, right? So Rav Meir has a vart. One of the Magidei HaTorah has a vart to say, Kaifer in there contradicts that it has a bit of Kaifer in Torah Min HaShemayim. That's a very interesting thing. We understand it's definitely a bad thing. It's not good to start off with Talmidei Chacham. We have to say, why is that? You know, maybe he's arrogant. Why is that kaifer in Torah Min HaShemayim? So the hezbo l'chayr is that even when we say a kal v'chayim or someone's done it me'atzmo, there's still an emunah that all Torah, even the Torah of Chazal, is all Min HaShemayim. I mean, it's all coming Min HaShemayim. Right? You find, for example, in Chagiga, right? It tells the story of that the Tanam were learning at the bris of Elisha ben Avua. It says a fire came down and surrounded them, and they're asked about it. And they said, no, the fire surrounding us, just like the Torah was given to Eish, so too when we learn Torah, it's given to us to Eish. The fact is that Torah, it's not just that, you know, the Torah was given in Har Sinai, and now it's based on the svara of whoever is explaining the Torah. And the basic yisayit of emunah is Torah is always Min HaShemayim. I mean, the Torah that's given by these Gedolei Torah, the Magidei HaTorah, so that Torah, we can have an amunah, that's considered Torah Min HaShemayim. It's also coming Min HaShemayim. You know, like we say in Brach, we say in Brach HaTorah, Hamalami Torah La'am Yisrael. Right, points that it's in present tense. That it's not something that ever stops. Torah is always being misgaled to these Megidei Torah min ha-shamayim. And it shouldn't be that it's just, you know, we started off with it, and then over the years things get lost. The fact is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is constantly maintaining the Torah. You find a Gemara like this in Erev in Chaf Aleph. There's a Gemara starting from a pasuk at the end of Kohelet. It says, "Ayosha mehema b'ni hizahar." So the Gemara darshins Yosher b'divei seifim b'divei Torah. You got to be more careful about divei seifim than divei Torah. And then the Gemara says, "In Tomer Hal v'yesha amam b'shipnei ma lo nechtavu." Right? If divei seifim meaning in yonim that the Chachamim themselves made up. Mamish have a din of being Torah the same way that Chumash is. So why isn't it the Chassad? So the Gemara answers at the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk there says, "Asosvarim harbe enkate," because then you'll have too many and the superficial sentence. It's saying that there'll be too many svarim. You know, there'll be no end to what can be written down. Provided divrei seifim is an emunah. That's mamish Torah min hashamayim. That is a mechilta, you know, very sadistic mechilta. It says on the pasuk, "Yaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdo." That's what the mechilta asks. How do they believe in Moshe? Kosher can they believe in Hashem, right? They believe that Moshe is the messenger of Hashem. He says, no, it's Lamdacha, Shekol Misha Mamin Deroa Neman, Ki Ilu Mamin B'Mamar Misha Amar V'Haya Oilam. Right? Anyone who believes in the Roya Neman, it's Ki Ilu he has a Muna in HaKadosh Baruch. In the Kodesh Baruch, I mean, they're connected in Yonah. That the Roya Neman, who's ever a manik in Klal Yisrael, someone who's a manik, the person who believes in him is Kili believes in the Kodesh Baruch. That's because that's an Indian that's the pshat why Kaifer in the Magidei Torah is mamish to Kaifer in the Kodesh Baruch. I'll just point out one other thing related to this is that. You know, it's saying that a Roya Neman, we could have a Muna in it. If someone's a Roya Neman, or consider whatever the target is, of being one of the Magidei Torah, we can mamish have a Muna in him, like we have a Muna in Torah Min HaShemayim. So it's a very interesting thing. How do you know this Roya Neman is Taka Roya for us to put our Muna in him? There's a very interesting Gemara about Basra Dafyuram Adveis. The Gemara tells their story that of Yosef. He got sick and he fell into a coma. And when he was in this coma, he went up to the Shemaim and he saw everything going on there. And he came back and his father asked him what he saw. He said, "I saw an Olam Hafach." Right, so the people who are on top here are below there and the reverse. Right? So it's a Gemara I've always sort of taken. It's taken a little bit cynically. Look, the people who here are getting all the chashivas in Shemaim, they're not necessarily the chashiv people, really. If you look in the Gemara, if you actually see inside, the Gemara says the exact opposite. The Gemara continues here that Rabbi Yosef's father asked him, he says, and what about us? And Rashi says, he means, what about us? What about the Talmid HaChachamim? So Rabbi Yosef answers, Kimoshe Chashuvim Hacha Chashuvim Hasa. The same way the Talmid HaChachamim, the same dargahs that they are given Chashivas in this world, that's the Chashivas they get in the Olam Emes. And Rashi explains that when the Gemara says Olam Hafach, it only means that Lagadi Ashir, means someone who through his power and Ashir has gotten a lot of covet here, so there he's going to be on the bottom. But Avada, Rashi says about Bali Torah, he says by them it's the way it is here. I mean, someone here is considered a very chashiv a gadol. So Mela, we have a Muna that's the way it is for Mela also. Right, so the Sanhedrin Yudal, the Gemara says, "Ain adam ola legudula elam kein mochel mal kol avonosa." And for someone to be lifted, it's talking there about gudula, about getting smicha there. That someone was lifted up to Rabbanus, of avada he has a chashiva. Okay, so that's Torah min hashamayim. Nafi kairis, the third group. So what's nafi kairis? So the Gemara says inside test some days. Let us sit outside. It says Rav says that Zehem Avaz Talmid Chacham. Rav Yochanan says a little more subtle. It says Hamavaz Chaveru Bisnei Talmid Chacham. It says someone who he doesn't act with Mora in front of a Talmud Chacham. I mean, he acts around. He's joking around with his friends, being Avaz people in front of the Talmud Chacham, not acting with the Mora. And the Gemara goes on. Kedai to see there are a whole bunch of examples, a very subtle examples of what this is. Rav Papa says anyone who says Hani Rabbanan. Those Rabbanan, is already considered an afikayus. Something very strange about this Gemara is that in all of Chazal, you don't find afikayus meaning that. Afikayus derech klal, you find means someone who's a kaifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a kaifer in the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Mishnah says in Avos Damal Hashav Afikayus. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches, it brings a whole bunch of examples, it says Damal Hashav Afikayus, and it says a whole bunch of examples of how to answer them up. And it has the Afikayus, and we're asking all these questions against Yichud Hashem. It's a different psukim they have to question that there's only one God, and it gives you all the answers to them. So it seems that Afikayus isn't Stam just someone who doesn't have covered for Talmid HaChachamim. And he finds in the Shonu, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, the Gufa says, Mavad Talmud Chacham, he says, the Edmits, he does get Olam Haba. He says, the Chachamim were being Maslik. He says, who's the Afikayus? They're talking about the real Afikayus is someone who says that that there's no Bayre who's being manhig the world. There's no one in control. But he says, in the Perish of Mishnayos, he says it comes from the Shoyosh Hefker. Everything says Kairos. The Sefer Yikarim, so he says that the Psharan Afikairos also the same basic Mahal, but he says Afikairos is coming from the Lashon, that Afikairos was one of the Greek philosophers. One of the major schools in Greek philosophy was this Greek fellow called Epicurus. And in Greek, it's from the closest Epicurus, and his school taught that there's taka, there are gods, but they have no shlita on the world. They were ones who were pushing, through the times of the Gemara, there's a following to this school that was pushing, do whatever you want, you don't have to worry, you have nothing to fear from anything above you. But he says that's the pashut shal Epicurus is. So the Miri explains this, when the Gemara says that Epicurus is someone who doesn't have a cover for Talmid HaChachamim, Avad of the Gemara knows what the word Afikayus means. The Gemara is saying that why do we need to tell me what's the chiddush? We've already told you someone who's Kaifer Tzitzit Mason, someone who says Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. So what do you have to tell me now? An Afikayus, someone who legamri doesn't hold his Rabbanu Shalom. So to that, the Gemara answers no, there's a more subtle expression of Afikayus. And the Sefer Yikarim explains that what that means is that someone who doesn't respect Talmid HaChachamim, David Kahn says he's a person who's likely not to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chor could be more what he has in mind is that it says, we don't have a Kiva Darshan, don't have Hashem Lokecha Tira, you should have Yer Hashem. It says, Es Lar was Talmid HaChachamim. There's a connection between having a Meir for Talmid HaChachamim and a Meir for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person is a very arrogant person, doesn't want to be Machnir himself, admit that there's anyone on top of him, and anyone who's deserving of Meir. So such a person will also end up with Afikayus. Okay, so that's not Afikayus. Okay, so it comes out according to this, there's three groups of people in the Mishnah. It's a very interesting thing, these three. Right? Someone who says no Tzitzit Mason, there's no Torah, and Afikayus says there's no manhig in the world. So we find a very interesting thing that these three really come up again and again as being the Yisoidus in Yiddishkeit B'chlal. The Sefer Yikarim first points this out. Then he writes that, he explains that the 13 karmas around them are all just expressions of these three. Right? The Rambam has these 13, but in Bakhtam Techelet, he shows how they're all being broken up as parts of these three, meaning he breaks some. Afikayus is anyone who's not believing in Yichud Hashem, and all sorts of other emunas. The people in Hashem has a guf, avodah zarah, different things are included in Afikayus. Ein Torah Min HaShemayim includes also different things, being kaifer nevuah, being kaifer Torah Shel Peh. And then Tzchis HaMesim includes in that the whole mussar that there's Mashiach, the Tzchis HaMesim, the Rambam includes as a part of that emunah that the Schar V'Einish Bechlal, right, that people, they don't stand die. Every Maisa person does is going to have some Nitzchiyistic effect. So that's all part of a term of Tzchis HaMesim. But the Sefer Yikarim sets that up as those are the three Karim. He counts it as three Karim. It's these three in Yanim. Right, Torah Min HaShemayim, that there's a Bari and a Manhig, and that there's a Schar V'Onesh and a world of Gemul. So Sefer Yikarim points out that we find this a bunch of places we'll see we find this. David kind of points out the first place we find this is on Rosh Hashanah. Like Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned once, is the chlal, the day of being zochet, trying to get the zochet to chaim shalom haba. Like the Gemara says, Tosa says in Rosh Hashanah, tesayim. If we say someone who's rove mitzvahs on Rosh Hashanah gets chaim, this doesn't mean chaim shalom haba necessarily. Right? It doesn't seem in the world that it works that way. He says it's talking about the whole din is for chaim shalom haba. We once discussed this a different time. And we find that the shofar, we mentioned the shofar, the call of Klal Yisrael to be zoche in Olam Haba. Right? We mentioned that Tchis HaMeisim, the Medrash says, happened by Hashem blowing the shofar, and we discussed this at one time at length. But the Sefer Yikarim points out, he says that these three Yikarim are the Malchus, the Chronos, and Shofros of Rosh Hashanah. It's not just these three in Yanin. Because right? We're doing this to Daska to show that we want a chela. Right? You have Malchios, right? That's Pasha, that's the connected ones who say there's no manhig in the world, right? There's no one you have to listen to. Right? That's Malchios, we're Matha that Hashem's a Melech. Right? Zichronos is, you find the whole beginning of the Pasha of the Bracha of Zichronos is, after Zocher, Maise Olam, a focus called Yisrael Tedem, you remember everyone, you remember what they do, you remember our Maisim, you pay us back for our Maisim. Right? We ask Hashem to be Zocher Aslato. We point out once that the end of the bracha is Baruch Hashem Zocher HaBris, right? That we want Hashem, the bris that we point out once is the whole inyan of Olam Haba. We're asking Hashem to be Zocher for Chai Olam Haba. So right, that's the whole inyan of Chiyas HaMeisim and Tzchar V'Einish. The third bracha is Shofar. Shofar starts out, Atik Negleisa Ba'anan Fodecha Alam Kachecha L'Dabri Imam. Right, it's the giving of the Torah. Shofar, the whole theme of the bracha of Shofar is, it starts with saying that you are megal yourself to Klal Yisrael with Gilu Shechina, right? That's the end of Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. So these are the three yisoides that a person works on to get Olam Haba. And you find the Klal, you find that these are three etos a person has in Avodas Hashem, that can help a person in Avodas Hashem. Right? The Gemara says in Brachos, Heyam and Aleph, the Gemara says, what if a person always imagines the Eitzer Tov and the Eitzer Hara? The Gemara says, what should a person do? He sees that it's not working. And the person sees he's going to do what the Eitzah Hara wants. So the Gemara gives three Eitzahs there. Like one Eitzah says, learn Torah. Says, that doesn't work, so read Kriya Shema. Says, if that doesn't work, give to Yom HaMitzvah. And so these three Eitzahs are exactly these three Nakudas that are the status of what a Yid is. Right? Learn Torah, that's Torah Min HaShemayim, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. Right, that's something that's going to affect the person. By saying Kriya Shema is accepting Ol Malcha Shemaim, but there's an Ol on him, there's someone in charge, he has to be Meshavet himself. And the third thing is Yashkelo Yom HaMisa, that's remembering this whole in of Skarva Onesh and Tris HaMesim, the whole Akris, that, okay, fine, you're not going to listen because it's the Ratzon of Hashem, you're not going to listen because you're so inspired by Torah. But listen, Sam, because of yourself, because you realize that this is going to have nitzriyistic ramifications for you. So those are the three etzos. We find in the Zohar HaKadosh that this is taken to this is mamash the yisoid in Yiddishkeit. One of the a major theme you find in many places in the Zohar HaKadosh is that Yisrael v'arayta v'kutcha brichu, that these Hashem, Yisrael, and the Torah are all on the kusher in some type of an achdus. That they're all on the kusher one to the other. That's what we say in Mincha. We say this to some. We say, Ata Echad, your Echad, the Shimcha Echad, your name is one, which is explained in different places to be the Torah. Umikam Chisrol Goy Echad. Right? There's three in Yonim, right? There's Hashem, there's the Torah, which is the Gilui of Hashem, and then there's Klal Yisrael, who are the ones who receive this Torah and make it a part of them. Right, so that's why these three in Yonim, right? There's the Rabbi Kairos is the one who doesn't believe in Hashem, right? Then there's the Torah, the one who doesn't believe in the Torah is the Kaifer in Torah. And the Kaifer in Tchis HaMeisim, he's the one who's being Kaifer in the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael, right? The whole in of Tchis HaMeisim is that there's a, that it's not just, you know, we keep the mitzvahs and then a person dies and that's it. It's that Klal Yisrael is also in this case, right? That explains the whole idea that Klal Yisrael is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's connected to the Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a Klal Yisrael, that there's a Nitzchis, that our Maisim are Nitzchis, right? That everything we do has nitzchi sticker ramifications. So that's all this inner of Amunah and Yisrael. I really find that's the Indian we find, you know, that Chazal say in Alice is three ksarim that Klal Yisrael have, right? There's the Kesher of Taira, Kesher Kahuna, and Kesher Mouth. Right, Rashi took it in the Mishkan, right? There was Kesher on the Aron, Kesher Taira, the Kesher on the Chazal is Kesher Kahuna, and the Kesher on the Shulchan is the Kesher of Mouth. But this is also these three in Yana, right? These three parts of Yiddishkeit, right? That there's the Kesser of Kahuna, is the Avoda, the connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Kesser of Torah, is connecting through the medium of the Torah. And the Kesser of Malch, right? And that's what the someone learns Torah does, he connects through Torah. And the Kesser of Malch is the Melch is the one who connects through Klal Yisrael, right? He's the one, we discussed once in the Rana, that the Melch's job is being bringing out the Ratzon Hashem in Klal Yisrael, right? He's one of the Kasher Klal Yisrael, right? The Rambam says in Parak Gimel, Halacha Vav of Malachim, he says that the Lev of the Melech is a Lev to Am. That he's one of the Kasher of the Am. He leads the Am. His job is to deal with Yisrael. Right? So that's also these three in Yanin, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Yisrael. Right, in the Chassidus Shon, they point out that these are the three avas that a person is mitzvah to have, right? There's Avas Hashem, Avas HaTaira, and Avas Yisrael. Right? These three Yisaitis. We find also in the Yom Tovim, there's three Yom Tovim. Also we find the Kenegadis in Yanim, right, Pesach, right, the whole Pesach is in of you bring current Pesach, in of Avodat Hashem, I mean, it's I can not go into it, but in it being a vassal yourself, Takadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Seder is in of Amunah, the carbon, being Meshavah, Takadosh Baruch Hu, being Mekabal Malchus Shemayim, Shvuah Savadah is Kabbalah HaTaira. And finally, Sukkis is the Chag, with Daska of being Mekasher to Klal Yisrael. People being Mekasher to Hashem, by their Iskasher to Klal Yisrael. We discussed in Sukkot Beis Shoeva, right? Is the Dafka, is it in and of Asifa, the Klal Yisrael being over Hashem by Asifa? The Gemara says in Sukkot Memhei, the Gemara quotes the pasuk Isru Chag by Avosim at Karnos Hamizbeach. So the Gemara says, Kol Ha'ose Isur by Achil of Ashtia, which is Isur means a gnat, he makes a gnat in Achil of Ashtia, if he leaves Mach of a carbon. Rashi says that what that means is time is an aguda, that everyone with an aguda, with an achdus, is misamech on the chag, which the Gemara is referring to sukkis, it's kind of referred to as chag, so it has a straight maila, especially on sukkis, this maila